Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Starting already? Step to the left. No, to the right. Oh, now back. How are they lunging like that? Turn around. How did the gym convince me to come here? Wait, now do what? How are they doing that? You know what? I'm just going to pretend I know what I'm doing in this class and have fun.
Fearless is being the only newbie in class. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits, tools, and wellness programs at fepblue.org/getactive.
Old Dr. Bones here, and I want to know that you're prepared to deal with injuries and illness in any disaster scenario. What would you do if modern medicine was no longer available? The second edition of the Survival Medicine Handbook is over 550 pages of how-to advice for the non-medical professional. Don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have a whole line of medical kits, suture stapling materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check us out at doomandbloom.net.
You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at prepperbroadcasting.com.
We survived Tuesday night, didn't we?
We're still alive, that's for sure.
Hey, welcome
to the Prepping Academy. My name is Forrest. This is Kyle. We're coming to you every night, every Friday night. Not every night. That
not
would be a
night.
Pain in the butt.
Yeah, people might quit listening.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you're over at Prepper Broadcasting Network, if you're at Blog Talk Radio, because you can listen to us live on Blog Talk. So that's why we always make this announcement.
Yep.
Go over to Prepper Broadcasting Network, and we have a live chat room, and you can listen to us there as well. So you won't miss us. But that's prepperbroadcasting.com. You can chat with us live. Tonight we'll take some questions, too. I can see questions or comments we'll read.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, what do we do now that the lizard people are not taking the Oval Office? I mean, I can see that one coming up. No, I don't know.
Dude.
Bit much tonight. I had my energy drink.
You did. What is that?
NOS.
NOS. Yeah.
It has vitamins in it and a lot of caffeine.
Okay. Yeah. You're shaking over there.
Beavis and Butthead moment. Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can check out our website at preppingacademy.com. Did you have a good week?
It was all right. I mean, you know. Interviews, stuff like that. Didn't do too much. Cleaned. You know, took some naps.
So Kyle is currently unemployed by design.
By design, yeah.
By design.
I don't know if you really call that unemployed.
Well, no. You can't say retired, though.
No, this is practice retirement.
Okay.
I've gone fishing. I've gone camping.
Mm-hmm. You did go camping. I
did.
Couldn't get in touch with you.
I was
getting nervous.
Yeah.
I thought maybe something
happened. I bugged out.
I thought you bugged out and didn't tell me.
Sayonara.
So you went on an interview.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of maybe a career reset
to
manage it better.
Yeah, just take the time to kind of detox, step back, reexamine a few things in life, and then reemerge from my cocoon of practice retirement.
Let me ask you this question. This is the important question.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Is your wife about to kill you?
Yeah, I think she's about to kill me after like a few days.
Cold, like, dead, okay, dirt. Honey, you got to either get a hobby out of the house or you got to go back to work.
You know, I'm trying to be good, though. I'm trying to kind of stay away from the house. I can still get out, you know, breathe a little bit, take a look at the world, see what I want to do. You know.
And your son looking at you every day going, Dad?
Like, what's he doing? Is he doing anything?
Yeah, why are you here?
Yeah.
Because you homeschool your kid, correct?
Correct.
And so you're probably getting more in the way in homeschooling than you are helping.
A little bit. No, not really. You know what? We found a great motivation tool, though, because he kind of lingers sometimes with the schoolwork. But now we found he has friends on PlayStation 4.
Oh.
So if we tell him he can play his PlayStation 4, man, that schoolwork gets done quick.
Did you just recently buy a PlayStation 4?
Like last year.
Okay. Yeah, my kids, we're still in the Wii.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to upgrade, bud.
I think we have an Xbox.
Yeah.
One of the Xboxes. I don't know which one.
Well, but so aside from video gaming, this week was a tremendously important week for our country. We had something I honestly didn't expect. I actually wrote a whole other intro for the show basically saying it is now the apocalypse. Hillary Clinton has taken the White House instead.
And run for the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's all
leave. We're going to do the alarm.
Yeah, get on the air siren.
Yeah.
Instead, here we have Donald Trump.
And why are you smiling the whole time that you're talking tonight?
Well, I've always wanted to have a reality star as a president.
Okay.
I was actually planning to write in.
Ronald Reagan.
That wasn't really reality TV, though. I wanted to write in one of the Kardashians.
Okay.
But so, that was just to accelerate the collapse.
No. Hey, before we get into that, we've got something we need to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
It's Kyle's conspiracy theory.
Oh, I thought you were going to make fun of me for wearing glasses today.
Oh, yeah. You got some – his shades that he's wearing are high dollar. And he's got a toboggan on, the glasses, and a beard, and this little funky-looking sweater.
Mr. Rogers. It's a cardigan.
Yeah. I'm trying – dude, I can't figure out is going on there with fashion.
I was feeling lazy today.
Okay.
I mean, the interview I had was kind of a hipster sort of place, you know, natural path, medicines, stuff like that. So, you know, trying to do that whole hipster vibe. I'm going to grow my hair out, maybe grow some dreads. Gray man for
us. So when you wear a toboggan, you have to wear that all day, don't you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It doesn't mess your hair up? See, it would mess my beautiful
hair. Oh, no, it don't mess my hair up. Yeah, for sure. I was wearing a ball cap, though, earlier. I just put this on because I was feeling lazy.
Okay.
But anyways, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do two conspiracies. I'm going to do one that's relevant. I'm going to make the one really quick. And it's just more so, did you see what NBC said on Wednesday night?
Oh, they said a lot of mean stuff.
Specifically, they said that Americans have no hope and we're going to be heading into a race war.
Well,
does that sound rational?
That does not sound rational.
Because, you know, I know that there's a lot of Hispanic, a lot of African-American, a lot of white, a lot of Asian voters who voted for Trump.
Now, are you getting into – we can't talk about the election now. This is conspiracy theory.
It's conspiracy theory. Is that they're trying to drive that home?
Oh.
They're trying to start something by controlling what Stalin used to call the useful idiots.
I may have a conspiracy theory to share tonight. But okay. Yes, because media controls what we think, and I proved that last night. We had a meetup in the Matthews area, and I proved with some slides and with some news, in a sense, how media controls what we do in a huge way. Yep. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I want to talk about my
conspiracy theory. So I know you probably don't agree with this so much. And the reason I chose this is I've seen that there's a new preview or a new trailer for a movie coming out with Mark Wahlberg about the Boston bombings.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, we can say I'm a conspiracy theorist, quack job, whatever you want to say. That's fine. I just want to investigate things on my own rather than, like you just said, being given, you know, force-fed the story from mainstream media. There were some very interesting inconsistencies when the Boston bombing occurred.
I'll be honest with you. When you brought this up to me earlier this week, I didn't know that there was even a conspiracy theory
behind. A lot of Americans don't, because what did they do? they just went ahead and turned on, you know, NBC, CNN, and they just see soldiers parading through the streets with, you know, armored vehicles and AR-15s pointing into civilians' windows, basically a declaration of martial law,
right?
Looking for the Tsarnaev brothers. Now, a lot of people have these really weird theories, and I'm going to stick to my two favorite ones in particular. A lot of people, I think, are very disrespectful to say that it was a false flag attack and no one was injured. I do believe people were injured. There's a lot of people trying to peddle photos out there saying, well, no, it was actually an amputee, and they did all this, you know, fake Hollywood stuff and fake blood and all that. I don't buy into that.
Okay.
I don't buy into that.
Okay.
There's plenty of research out there to negate those folks. However, I find two things very interesting. There was a Saudi national who was taken into custody, then was taken to a hospital, treated, and actually had Michelle Obama come in there for a photo op, apologize to him, and then he was shipped back to Saudi Arabia immediately afterwards. And Glenn Beck made a huge deal about this.
I remember that.
This happened, Glenn Beck was all over, Alex Jones was all over it, and said, you know what, we're going to discuss this. I have breaking news on their show. He kept putting it off. And the Alex Jones you see then to the Alex Jones, or not Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, to the Glenn Beck that you see today, I actually want to say that there was some sort of a lawsuit that came out against him over this issue. Some sort of like defamation of character or something along those lines. But the Glenn Beck back then was more in line with Alex Jones and trying to avert mainstream media mind control, so to speak. Now you look at Glenn Beck and he's a quack. I'm sorry if anyone listening likes him, but the man went from very hardline conservative to actually, what did he say not too long ago? Some patriot needs to stand up against Trump and basically assassinate him. Did he not say something like that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, I used to. I had a couple of his books. And then he just went far left. He was telling people to vote for Hillary at one point. Like, the man must have had an aneurysm or something to go so far left. But it's almost to me like he got intimidated.
So what do you think about the Saudi? What was that about then?
Well, it's very peculiar because look at what was recently released about 9/11.
Okay.
We know that the Saudis export terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
They do it globally. So is it far-fetched to say that maybe he did have something to do with it and it's more lucrative for the current administration to say, oh, it was domestic, or, oh, it was, you know, these guys over here, and they can control the narrative and they can do stuff like, you know, call in the military. Or, you know, try to federalize the police departments across the country. Has there not been a push to federalize?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the Boston bombing and how many soldiers were going down the streets? Police officers were going down the streets, literally aiming their guns at people looking out their windows, going door to door. There's a lot of inconsistencies even there with the brothers in the timeline. And if they were captured, if they were killed, when they were killed, what happened to them? The younger brother I know was basically attacked in prison.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He couldn't really testify because I'm pretty sure something happened to his throat, West Side. But I don't want to go too far into that. The other thing is Kraft. You're familiar with Chris Kyle.
Yes.
And I told you about this the other night. Kraft was actually there running a drill for a dirty bomb. And all these guys had backpacks on them. And if you look at the backpacks from the photos that were taken of the Boston bombing, the FBI even came out when people were uploading pictures online and they said, hey, listen to our narrative. You need to quit looking at these pictures. We'll tell you who did it. But the backpacks that they had didn't look like the bags that were detonated. They actually kind of looked more like the bags that the Kraft individuals were carrying. And how ironic that they're sitting there doing a dirty bomb drill at the same point whenever bombs are actually going off. You know, very coincidental.
So you think our government...
I think factions within it.
Factions within it placed a bomb, injured many people, killed a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that?
There could be a number of reasons. It can be to allow them to pass things like the Patriot Act, the NDAA. It can be trial runs for them, seeing how American citizens are going to react to martial law. It can be to federalize the police departments.
Martial law almost came from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the way they were going in and out of homes without a warrant.
Yeah.
Forcing people out.
It's conditioning is what it really is.
Hmm. And so you think that that's the reason behind maybe our government or some part of our government did that to get us used to government and police walking all over our rights?
Yes.
Hmm.
I think
are there other people that believe this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
let's look at
the
chat room. Is there anyone in the chat room who's...
Well, there's the yeah, they're chatting about all kinds of stuff in there. Need a disaster to further an agenda. Yeah,
yeah.
But that was a small little bomb.
That was a small one, but you have to think what had just preceded that was Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, there's a lot of inconsistencies. We can cover that on another night, but the official story does not match up. And people who have tried to get the Freedom of Information Act to gather information, their lives have been threatened
mm-hmm.
by state troopers.
Hmm. So you believe Boston bomb during the Boston Marathon was a setup by the government, or it looks that way?
It looks that way.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's necessarily the government. It's not your run-of-the-mill FBI.
When Obama sitting behind the desk, it was Hillary.
Yeah. No. I mean, but there are factions within it. It's like I've said before, look at what's going on over in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon even admits that there are factions that we are fighting that are being backed and funded by the CIA.
Right.
So we know that there are factors within there that go against us.
Right.
Yep. Or some sort of betterment, some sort of agenda.
Yes. Okay, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. Gosh, you come up with some strange ones. I'm still waiting for, like, Planet X.
Someone brought that up last night, didn't they? Nibiru and all.
Yes, they did.
That thing was supposed to arrive like 5 years ago, and it hasn't gotten here yet.
Well, it slowed down.
Did it?
I have no idea.
Did it hit something and slow down, and now aliens are towing it in the opposite? I don't know.
Oh, my word.
If that happens, quite frankly, prepping
but you
is
know what?
Useless. I don't even care.
I did make an announcement last night that I've never made in my life, and I put down as a reference for people to watch the news or let's get information from, I put down Alex Jones. That was hard.
I was pretty surprised.
That was hard for me to do.
Yeah. You lost all credibility with me right there. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I did because just, I don't know. But you know, let me ask you this. Do you think things are going to change now? It's kind of a segue out. Now that we have, will our government spy on us less? Will our FBI be more pro freedom?
I think the next 2 months are going to be very interesting. There's already a lot of rumors about them trying to play something off the electoral votes versus a popular vote and try to still get Hillary in. Obviously, I would love nothing more than to see Hillary be charged with treason and obstruction of justice and a plethora of other things with everything
that
comes out of WikiLeaks.
That's not going to happen.
It most likely won't happen because
Obama's
going to
pardon her.
Yeah, they like to protect it. But I mean, already the results we see worldwide, we're receiving more respect from Russia. Putin came out and said,
talk about that. He actually, what did he say? They said that they were on the path to nuclear war.
Yeah. Well, they literally
go ahead.
Yeah, they literally said, their minister of defense came out and said, if America wants nuclear war, elect Hillary. It is guaranteed that way. We will enter World War III.
But a Democrat, which I don't know any of them. No. A Democrat would go, well, so that makes Trump evil because Russia was trying to promote his, trying to manipulate the American process by getting Trump elected president.
No, hardly. Part of the issue most Americans don't understand is even back in 2007, the Russians don't simply look at a person and say, oh, well, this person's going to be good for us, this person's going to be bad. They actually have think tanks that they assemble a year prior to the elections and look at candidates. And for that entire year, this think tank will actually meet and discuss these people's associations, their previous associations, their philosophies, and everything. Mm-hmm. They actually said back in 2007 that Barack Obama, if elected over McCain, was going to try and start World War III. And do you know where they said he would start it?
Ukraine?
Ukraine. Ironic that several years later...
Russia invades Ukraine and sets it up. Okay.
Well, they actually never invade it. And a lot of the mainstream media tries to sell this off that Crimea was just somehow annexed. Crimea actually voted democratically to join Russia. The Ukrainians, however, Russia never actually went in. There was forces within there that were trying to fight off the new regime in Ukraine. The problem being most Americans, again, do not realize that the United States was backing this coup. In weeks in advance, CIA agents were actually called out in Ukraine and fled Ukraine because they knew there was a coup going on and the CIA had something to do with it.
Hmm.
We actually went in there, and I'm pretty sure it was Blackwater that was contracted to go in and remove the gold. At that time, Ukraine was the 20th largest holder of gold bullion in the world. We took that money from them and doubled it back and gave them money for war bonds. Go in and purchase everything that they wanted to get a war with Russia.
Okay. Time out. Now, of course, we were supposed to be talking about the election.
This is good,
but how do you know this information? I mean, is it public information?
It was public information.
Or is this Alex Jones
information?
No, it's
public information. Did these stories come up? Yeah, you could probably look it up right now. It was probably covered on SHTF or Zero Hit.
And we gave them war bonds instead.
Yes.
Well, okay.
You got to do the research. I mean, I look daily, several times a day, and try to keep up on everything that's going on. I've been doing it for years. But anyways, back to the elections.
So, okay, and what did we got a positive message from Israel.
Yeah, Netanyahu was thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we have a true friend now.
Yes.
As opposed to a backstabbing manipulator who wants to make a Palestinian state.
And we are both big supporters of Israel.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love my Israeli ball pup.
Why would someone not be, though? I don't understand.
They could be a Satanist.
Yeah.
They could be Muslim, radical Muslim. They could be stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe force-fed stuff about, the Palestinian state. I don't know.
So it's 7:30 Tuesday night. I'm sitting here with my family. We're watching the polls are closing.
Mm-hmm.
And I make this statement. Guys, it's not going to be a good night. It's just not going to be a good night. So don't get your hopes up.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I was saying. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bed early. Mm-hmm. I don't even care. Like, it's not. I just didn't expect it.
So the media, the pollsters, is that what they're called, pollsters?
Yes.
Were they misleading us or were they just wrong?
I think they were just wrong. I think there was so much information that came out in the last few weeks with the help of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks that despite the FBI trying to dismiss the charges, It damaged her credibility. And honestly, the popular vote, everyone can say she won that. I highly suspect that. I don't think that that's...
Well, that's other presidents have been elected.
Absolutely.
And not won the popular vote.
Absolutely. I understand how the election system works, but I do not believe those were legitimate votes. We had complaints coming across the nation that ballots were being automatically changed to Hillary. Dead people were voting. How many illegals were out there voting? How many people were out there voting multiple times? The woman is not legitimate by any means. But here's my biggest issue, though, is right now with the election of Donald Trump. If you look at the popular vote, it's like 160 million to 164 million, something like that. Or not 160, 60 something. Yeah. Not that many Americans voted because they're lazy bums and idiot out their butt. Take a stand. Sorry.
Okay.
But... the issue for me is the liberals are coming out and saying that they've been disenfranchised. What do you think we've been for the past 8 years?
I know. I have no sympathy for them at all.
I have none. Snowflakes need to grow up.
Yes. And what makes me mad, though, is all these people are saying that, a lot of Christians said, I'm not going to vote for Trump. Because look at his character, look at his morals, look what he said about women, look what he,
But yet they'd vote for Hillary. The woman has been tied to a pedophile ring.
True, but I've never voted for the president because he's a Christian or on his beliefs.
Yeah.
I voted for him on his stance. And Trump's platform, the GOP's platform this time was the most conservative platform ever put forth in front of the U.S. population, the voters.
Yeah.
I mean, no time has any president said, let's build a wall.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. Personally, I was more up with the idea of taking nukes and putting them against the border, detonating them and creating a giant moat that we fill with alligators.
They don't make that big of a hole, do they?
Oh, yeah, they can make it. I mean, decent enough to put some alligators in there.
Yeah, but that is going to – the environmentalists are going to get involved.
What, because there's too many alligators? We start eating alligators like we do cows. I don't know. Alligator farms.
But, I mean, I'll say this. I don't believe a wall is going to be built. Physical. Now, we can have a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have electronic devices, more manpower, and put a stop to it. But it's not going to be a wall of China straight through there. It's just not. And then what's going to happen is Canada is going to be the point of entry into the United States.
So we'll have to watch out for those Russians.
Because that's a huge border.
It is a huge border, and it's obviously more difficult for them to cover. And I mean, what are the Mounties going to do? They're going to be like, stop running, eh? Oh, yeah. Thank you for visiting, eh? they're not.
But
I don't know.
So what we're going to have to do is once we secure our southern border, we're going to have to work with Canada because you just can't swim to Canada. There's only one way to get into Canada, and that's you have to fly in. So we're going to have to work with their airports, their security to control who comes into Canada and who doesn't come in. And I think Canada would do everything we tell them to do. If we go, hey,
they've been a great ally.
Do not allow these people in. I think we could minimize our exposure to the world on the Canadian border.
No.
The Mexican border, you can go to any South American country and make your way up and come into America.
Yeah, but ironically, Mexico, who is not one, it sounds like now they're willing to talk about making this wall and paying for it and putting money up, whatever. Ironically, before they were saying that was ridiculous, but yet they have a wall up against their southern border with machine guns mounted on it. And I mean, guess what happens if you try and cross that border? Tap, 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 tap.
You just can't do that, can you?
Well, they do it.
Well, I mean, it's sitting in the Berlin Wall we're building.
No, absolutely not. See, now I'm a bigger fan of my running campaign. Whenever I run for president.
Okay, wait.
That is going.
Are you announcing?
I am. For the 2020 elections, I will be of legal age. I can run. I could probably be the youngest president ever.
Well, you're going to be 40?
What?
39? What? How old you got to be doing for us?
You got to be 35.
35.
Yes.
You're not 35 yet?
No.
Holy.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah. Sleep yourself out. No, but you know, honestly, I would like to go through and systematically. I mean, there's a lot of great immigrants who've come to this country. I would actually like to weed out the bad ones here.
How do you do that?
Well, I'd put everyone up for like an IQ test, and if you score below a certain point, you are now a citizen of X. And if you're over there and you take an IQ test, you do like 180, coming to America.
Are you saying they can't be smart terrorists?
No, probably not. Have you ever watched some of the videos where they blow themselves up? Oh, wait, that's most of the videos.
I've seen many of them videos.
I mean, how angry do you think these guys are going to be whenever they get to heaven and they say, oh, what are my 72 virgins?
Yeah.
And they find out that they're all dudes.
I saw this one guy. I mean, I forgot. They were fighting against the I don't know. And you can see these people are getting picked off in the street.
Oh, yeah.
And then this guy goes out and shoots a couple times. So this time he goes, I'm going to go stand in the middle of the street. And he just gets I'm like, yeah, he didn't have a lot of intelligence. Or he was wanting them virgins really bad.
It's a dry spell.
That's kind of like suicide by police in America, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So 7:30 comes. I'm like, guys, don't get excited. And then all of a sudden, the polls started closing, and they started announcing. And I'm like, okay, because we didn't really get into swing states until the first one that was I think Ohio.
Was it Ohio?
I think it was Ohio.
Okay.
Because Florida was still iffy. Well, Pennsylvania wasn't even in the photo. I mean, it was still it was all blue.
Yeah.
But I think it was Ohio, and all of a sudden we kind of got excited, and everyone was typing on Facebook and Twitter, hey, there's a path for Trump to actually make it. There's a path.
Yeah.
That's what they kept saying. There's a path. He's got to get this state. There's a path. There's a path. And as the night went on, the path became clear. You know, Fox News was one of the last networks to declare that he won. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It was one of the last ones to declare. AP declared it first.
Now, here's the question. I see a lot of little rumors popping up, and obviously the snowflakes are out doing their protest, and they're, you know, pissing.
Where does that term come from?
Snowflakes?
Mm-hmm.
It's been popularized over the past
year. And that's just college students?
It's just these really butthurt individuals who want to be politically correct about everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They feel like the louder they cry, the more they're heard, and they'll get their way. But there's talk right now that they're going to try and pull something with the electoral vote, and they want to recount and their feelings and all this jazz.
Feelings.
And, you know, I guess they're saying December 19th, they're going to go through and do all this. It seems to me that we're being put on a path for some sort of civil war. And I see this happening in two ways. December 19th, come and goes. Trump gets inaugurated next year, takes office, and these snowflakes are still really butthurt. And this is, you know, we'll say recruiting ground for domestic terrorists and ISIS. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw Black Lives Matters in there because we already know that ISIS has been recruiting at them since they were in Ferguson, Missouri. It seems like, and even there again with George Soros funding a lot of this Ukraine right now across the country, if that happens, I think we'll start to see more domestic terrorist attacks. If it doesn't happen, and say they do pull something with electoral votes and they get Trump taken out and Hillary put in, I see a lot of militias and so-called patriot groups taking a stand. And I don't know that that's necessarily it's difficult.
I'd say it's impossible at this point for them to overturn the results. It's impossible. I mean, it was a shellacking. I mean, it was not even close. Even if you look at of course, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh and others. It was, you know, Trump got so many votes. If it's been talked about on several medias this week. Trump got so many votes. If you took the votes that Trump got,
yeah,
and you compare it to the results that Obama got.
Oh, he would have won in 2012.
Trump would have won.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I
because what happened is the black vote, they said, didn't come out, and that's why, and one reason Trump won.
Yeah.
But Trump would have beat Obama.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk more. Let's go to a commercial break. We'll be right back, guys.
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
We have exciting news. You can now afford to have your own freeze dryer. That's right, for the first time ever, it's possible to have a freeze dryer in your home. It was invented right here in America by Harvestrite. With this new appliance, you can freeze dry your own food and it will last 25 years. Imagine freeze drying fruit, vegetables, meat, and your own homemade meals. It's as easy to use as a microwave. Learn more about this amazing home freeze dryer at harvestrite.com. Again, that's harvestrite.com.
TheWonderMill.com, the best grain mills on the market, with the ability to mill several items that many grain mills will not. There are two grain mills to choose from, the Wondermill Electric. It's fast and gives you a vast variety of items it can grind. The Wonder Junior Hand Grain Mill can grind a wide variety of things that even some of the most expensive hand grain mills cannot, including oily grains, nuts, and seeds. Learn more about the most resourceful tool that you may ever own. See all the exciting things that Wondermill can do for you and what you eat at thewondermill.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Prepper's Asylum is the premier preparedness outfitter. They carry in stock and ship direct the products you're looking for. MREs, freeze-dried food, Kelly kettles, water filtrates, first aid and trauma kits, stoves, personal protection, self-defense supplies, and more. Prepper's Asylum are people just like you and I. Find what you're looking for and use promo code PBN at checkout to receive 10% off. That's promo code PBN for 10% off at preppersasylum.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome to the Prepping Academy. Want to remind everyone about our giveaway. You need to go to preppingacademy.com, enter into a contest. We're giving away a SunJack 20-watt bat solar panel with the battery chargers, the whole works there. A tack bar survival kit. It comes in an ammo can with some food rations, and then a Sawyer Mini water filter. So go over to preppingacademy.com, register, and I think we decided, like, one of the first weekends in December, we're going to give that away.
Yeah.
So just go on over there and register for our giveaway. And anytime you want to listen to one of our archive, one of our old podcasts, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, all the places, or you can go to the Prepping Academy, read the little summary on it,
yep.
Or broadcast them. We're everywhere. So just find us.
Yeah.
We're there. If you go there, we're there.
Yeah. Great slogan.
We've already been there.
So I see a lot of people are commenting in the chat talking about the violent protests. I mean, peaceful protests would be politically correct. We haven't had too much here. I think I've seen like 30 people in downtown Charlotte.
Something. I didn't even know. I don't watch
the There was some really small, yeah. You know, some little stuff, but I think it's mostly out west right now, California, Washington, Oregon.
I know Berkeley, all the liberal colleges.
There's a lot of marijuana involved.
Yeah, some places pass marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're moving our show to Florida.
No.
I'm just kidding. And they just for medical, I think, down there.
You know, it's honestly, at this point, it's so prolific in the country. It's not one of those things where I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not personally ever going to do it. But you know what? I would gladly start taking in that tax revenue and start paying down some of this deficit.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No. But you know, it is a good point that these so-called protests, you know, do you remember the great protest of 2008 and 2012?
No.
I remember Republicans shooting and throwing Bibles at people and yelling stuff about Obama, calling for a recount. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh, wait, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So you're saying that the hate comes from
the other side of the aisle.
The other side.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had a conversation with a lady this week, and she was making some of the same comments. And I said, hey, when's the last time you saw – I said, we had riots in downtown Charlotte. I said, how many Republicans or conservatives, we'll say, was a part of that? She goes, probably none.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how many are protesting now? She goes, none. I said, name the last time a conservative has protest. She couldn't name a time.
Yeah. And when was it like violent where we were raiding stores, breaking buildings? I mean, I think there was even one building they tried to set on a federal building. I want to say they tried to start like a fire.
Yeah.
It's anarchist.
It is.
Pure and simple. And I really believe these people. There's all the
and
evidence
the globalists
there.
Are the ones behind it and fueling it, not only with their money, but with their media. Because if you can't see the media was behind Hillary Clinton 100%, you need to be shipped out of the United States. You don't have a brain to operate with.
Yes, and Canada does not want you.
We don't want you to go to Canada. That's too close.
Yeah. We actually like Canada. We might go there.
I think Nicaragua.
Nicaragua?
Yeah. Because they have issues there. People,
how about Sudan?
Okay, Sudan. Seriously, if you can't see that, then you're listening. Well, I can't imagine someone listening to this that can't see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're preppers and survivalists. We understand, we see it, we get our news from not one source. We go to many sources, filtered through our brain.
Researched,
and we reason what the truth can be.
Yeah. Not, oh my God, Rachel Maddow said it is, so it must
right.
be.
Yeah, Chris Matthews said that.
And you know, part of the problem is I want people to take away something from this election that they should have been taking away. For the past several decades, your children are being brainwashed. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Do you see all these schools across the country where the kids are staging walkouts?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know you don't even know.
They don't even
Why
know.
Why are you so offended?
Yeah.
Who is indoctrinating? Oh, wait, your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The state.
Now, I did hear, I don't know if it's true yet, that Ben Carson was going to be in charge of education. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that, but that would be absolutely amazing.
Either the Surgeon General or education.
Oh, my God. You know what? Trump is such a racist genius.
Oh, my God.
He's electing an African-American to head education.
Mm.
Someone who came up through adversity and ended up being one of the world's most renowned pediatric brain surgeons.
And I love
he is so unqualified.
I would vote for him for president for sure. Yes, he's very qualified.
I said unqualified sarcastically.
He is very. Yeah, he's very, the most – I mean – I hope Trump gets the best person for that particular job. Not because they're friends, not because he owes them.
Yes.
And not because they're white.
Yeah. Well, I did hear there's already a nomination for Secretary of Defense. And I'm not worried. I have full confidence that we can avert any war. Chuck Norris.
Dude, I knew this was a joke by the way you started that. I knew. You know, when Chuck Norris does a push-up, the earth actually goes down.
Well, not only that, do you know whenever he shaves his beard, do you know his chin's actually another fist?
I can't believe it. I knew that was
good. Yeah, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming.
But how many unqualified people, I'm not saying they all were unqualified, did Obama put in particular positions?
You know,
and I hope Trump doesn't do that. Of course, he may, but because Ben Carson and Trump didn't get along.
No.
I mean,
no, there was little scraps whenever they were doing the debates.
Oh, yes.
Most definitely.
I mean, they didn't like each other at all.
And I don't get me wrong. Trump was not my main pick.
Oh, my.
I was a Rand Paul guy.
I was a John Casey guy.
Okay. I don't even remember who that was, but no, I'm just kidding.
He was governor
I'm kidding.
Of Ohio.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, okay.
I remember.
I think it was Ohio.
But, you know, I think he is surrounding himself with the right people. For right now, but let's kind of back up here for a minute, because, you know, obviously this is a prepping radio show.
Yes.
So how do you interpret all of this and apply it to your prepping strategy for right now? Because let's be honest, a lot of us thought come Tuesday, Wednesday morning, the crap's going to start hitting the fan. Like, we're going to start seeing some stuff, and a lot of us are probably going to say, I want my passport and I'm leaving.
I had in my cart some specials on 10 magazines, 30 rounds, is an investment. If
okay.
Hillary won. But okay, so I taught a class last night, and you were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the upcoming economic collapse. And I didn't change the title because I knew last night that Trump won.
We're still trending that way. We're still looking at that.
So what I think it does, and I think it's a good thing. I think the economic collapse is coming. I don't think it's going to be because of our debt. I explained that last night.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, how can it be then? But I think it has prolonged. I think it's bought us some time. For anything economic, anything even nuclear, I think we've bought some time. We can't control the wild card of North Korea. So we don't know what's going to go on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think terrorist attacks are going to happen more.
I would agree with that.
I don't know. I really thought it was a great day in America. I think it's going to buy us some time.
Okay. Now, see, my interpretation was a little bit differently.
Okay.
I think it's great what happened. But I almost have this unnerving sense that there's an amount of falsehood to it. Not that Trump didn't get the votes. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
have the support. But I almost feel like I would not be surprised if they tried to do something with the electoral votes. Or Trump is being supported in a way that, I mean, like, look, we had like a clean flush of this. A Republican Senate, Republican House, Republican President. Well, what happens then if everything topples under a Republican watch? The progressives, the socialists, communists, just being honest, they love to watch other parties fail. And if they get that other party in there, they cause the collapse while they're in there, discrediting them, saying, well, now we need this system.
Mm-hmm.
We need total wealth redistribution. We'll fix it. You just want
Bernie
to do it our
will
way.
Will be the next president if that happens.
Very well could be.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be another candidate that they have, you know, that they're priming for right now.
Bernie. I think it buys us time. I think that I feel confident that Trump is a nationalist and not a globalist.
I do take some comfort in that, but I'm a history buff, so I have to look back to what happened in Germany. Not saying that I think Trump would be any sort of Hitler.
Right.
He doesn't have enough energy for it. I mean, the guy's, 70 years old? I don't think he has the energy for that. But there are, we still have to remember, there's a lot of, you know, guys in the Republican Party still, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And
mm-hmm.
these folks want to push war. I mean, they were starting to kind of lean towards Hillary.
What do you
there
think
for
about
support.
Newt being Secretary of State?
Yeah.
I think that's, I don't think he's made any announcements yet, but that's kind of, I think, assumed.
Yeah. But
I think,
I'm cautiously
Republican
optimistic.
Party has issues as well.
Yeah.
And people, of course. But I like the fact that George Soros is going to be limited in his effect. But like other people are saying, this may make the globalists matter.
Yeah.
And come out with even different tools.
Yeah, they might. I mean, come inauguration, they could pull something to say, all right, well, pull the plug on the economy.
You think they'll make an attempt on Trump?
It would not surprise me.
Hmm.
It really would not. Hey, you know, hopefully our Secret Service is well on top of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, stranger things have happened, so.
You know, that was one of the first things Trump, in his speech, he's like, the Secret Service, thank you for the secret. I mean, he really, because he knows now that they've already surrounded his hotel. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Put barricades around it.
And yeah, someone told me they already put up like a flight perimeter
mm-hmm.
around Trump Tower,
yeah.
and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So, I mean, I feel like he's safe, but it would not surprise me if something did happen.
Mm. Well, you know what? I'm not sure. Republicans will go, okay, good. Then we'll get Pence. Because everybody seemed to like him more so than Trump.
I just feel like if anyone's going to take away anything from the election, don't think that crisis is all averted.
Yes.
You may have a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good time, I think, for everyone to reflect on the past 8 years
mm-hmm.
as we say farewell
right.
to Obama.
Yep.
And reassess your preps, what you need to get. Start making a serious list. I know for myself, I'm considering getting probably at least another year's worth of freeze-dried food.
It's a good time to reevaluate and do things the right way.
Yeah.
Because I felt like the last few years, I'm forcing.
You're panic buying.
I'm panic buying. I'm panic doing this. Now I can relax a little bit, plan it out, and just go through the phases.
Yeah.
You know, the steps in the proper format.
Yeah, because, I think a lot of preppers over the past 8 years, you wake up and then you read, you know, you listen to like 30 different podcasts. You're like, I need this. And then you have this huge bug out bag that weighs 200 pounds and you realize you don't need 15 rolls of toilet paper.
So my son, senior in high school, I guess it was 2 a.m. or something. He looked over at me and he goes, Dad, because... Okay, you got to remember, we do this podcast.
Yes.
I have a survival company. I run the Carolina Preppers Network here in the Carolinas, 3,400 members. We have meetups in 9 cities. I sell, legacy food,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. He looked at me, it was like 2:30, 2 o'clock. He goes, Dad, this is going to put a damper on your survival
going out of business
and prepping industry. And I sit there and go, darn. But I don't think it really is. I don't. I think now we can just breathe a little bit and it's time to gather your thoughts, to put a plan together and not do the panic buying, the panic training, and start enjoying some of this. Now, that's an interesting concept right there. Start enjoying some of your prepping, learning, and skills.
A lot more people are talking about, you know, if this really does buy some time, actually getting out and doing more training, more hands-on. You've bought all this stuff over the past
mm-hmm.
8, 10 years.
It's time to learn how to use it.
Yeah, well, get out there with your firearms.
Yep.
And enjoy your freedoms, at least hopefully for another 4 years before... the next candidate gets
in. And Trump can't stop tornadoes, hurricanes. I mean, there's some things he just can't stop.
Earthquakes, mega tsunamis.
Maybe he can.
We just don't know it
yet. With his hair. I mean, can we not do something with that?
At this point,
he's worth $1 billion.
At this point, he's maintained it for so long. I don't want to know what's under there.
I mean, he has to color it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that goes.
Did he have like a color swab and he picked that one? I mean, seriously.
I mean, it could be. I don't. I mean, it's been the same way for quite some time.
Okay, next week I need you to have a conspiracy theory about
Trump's
hair. It's a secret message to aliens or something.
I'm thinking what's underneath it might be the conspiracy.
He's got the weirdest shit. He's got a large head, too. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, he does.
He's a large man. Anyway, so locally, though, the Republicans swept in the entire United States.
Yeah.
I mean, we took seats, governorships, we took everything. except in North Carolina. We have a governor, a Republican governor, that did not win. Well, they're doing recounts and everything like that, but he didn't win.
Yeah, I blame that solely on the media and HB2.
HB2. We had this little thing called HB2 in North Carolina where people would allow men to use the same restroom as women and vice versa, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I use the ladies' restroom all the time. Every time I go to Target. No, I don't. But I am a smart something whenever I go there and they ask me to sign up for something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sure, can I use the ladies' restroom real quick?
Mm.
And then they just look at me. And
right.
Like, but you don't shop there anymore, do you?
I don't. Mm. Well, I'm not allowed to shop. You don't understand. I have to.
Oh, you're on a leash.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
You weren't supposed to bring that up.
Live on the radio.
But but he lost the election because local issues, and other than that, everyone else, all the other Republicans won, and we still have the House, we have the Senate, we should be able to dominate. That's kind of scary too. You know, you get what you want. Sometimes it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what comes of everything.
My class last night, though, just Donald Trump cannot get us stop an economic collapse.
No. No, I mean, well, nothing can stop the economic collapse. And I think it's, you know, if you look at history, the only thing that really gets rid of a debt is whenever a nation's taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And their currency is basically evaporated.
Well, and I explained last night that I'm not sure that the United States needs to be completely out of debt.
Well, it never needs to be because we're integral to the world economy.
Right.
So I don't think that's the question. I think the question is, conspiracy theory, is, you know, when is the coming establishment of the New World Order? Because that's the only thing that resets every nation's debt.
Right. Yep. And as several people have said in the past, the only way to reset the dollar or debt, the way things are going, is war and going to the gold standard. And I can't see war is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we talked about those, Deagle numbers for 2025?
I don't remember.
I think it was 2025. Said something about the...
Oh, yeah, the U.S. population.
GDP, population, everything drops dramatically.
Right.
It's like, I forget.
So you're saying the military people that supply military intelligence and equipment...
I think they're mostly...
To all the world powers.
I think they're analysts and logistics.
Are saying that the United States is going to be in a war and we're going to lose a lot of people.
Well, they don't even say. They don't specify. They just... say that, you know, I think we're going to lose like 260 million citizens, something along those lines, you know, just a few.
Mm-hmm.
I think Canada loses some, Russia, the people can go over the list. It's up there.
Well, yes, there is a war coming where one third of the population is going to die.
Yeah.
That's Revelation 19.
Except for us preppers. Well, some of us. If you don't buy Legacy Foods,
you're going to die. Well, guys, we just want to just sit across from each other, talk about the election. Any good comments in the chat room? We got a couple minutes left, and we just want you guys to understand that I think it's bought us a little time. We still need to – skills are important. Skills, knowledge, and skills. And this is now is the time to take a deep breath and go, okay, what skills do I need? What things do I need to learn? And do it and enjoy it. Don't do it. Because you can do this and enjoy this.
Yeah, but still be optimistically cautious.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a realist. So I don't really get optimistic. But, you know, so if you're an optimist, still be cautious. Don't just go out and say, woohoo, crisis averted.
I think personal safety is going to be a key issue over the next few years. Because one of the things that key items I brought up last night is about the lack of respect that's happening in America.
Yeah.
And racial tensions.
No, there's not just economic collapse. There's social collapse.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I hate to say it, with all these snowflakes, the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Only it's...
Are you still watching Lost? I mean, not Lost. What's that?
Walking Dead?
Walking Dead?
No.
Did you stop watching
I called Turkey. I was done.
Done. That's hilarious.
Yeah, my wife's still watching it. I told her I don't want to discuss it anymore.
That's hilarious.
Walking Dead is dead to me.
Hey, we got 1 minute left before we're finished. Hey, go to preppingacademy.com, register for our free giveaway. I guess free giveaway is redundant, but we're having a giveaway, a solar sunjack, tack bars. Register for a mailing list that automatically enters you into our contest. We are live every Friday night. If you're listening to this on a podcast, we are live every Friday night, prepperbroadcasting.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, join us. Come in and join us in our chat room. And check that site because we always have, what's coming up next as well.
Yep.
And join us on our podcast. Go listen to some of our old podcasts.
Absolutely.
Just let us know if we're getting better or not.
Yeah. Tell us who you like listening to more.
No, don't do that. See you guys. Y'all take care.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Whoa, we're starting already? Step to the left. No to the right. Oh, now back. How are they lunging like that? Turn around? How did Jen convince me to come here? Wait, now do what? How are they doing that? You know what? I'm just going to pretend I know what I'm doing in this class and have fun.
Fearless is being the only newbie in class. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits, tools, and wellness programs at fepblue.org/getactive.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.